First decision of the morning. A creamy mocha frappuccino drink? Or will we ease into the day with a sweet vanilla? Maybe a smooth caramel? Ooh, what about that white chocolate mocha? No matter which flavor you choose, delicious coffee awaits. Better coffee starts a better day. Start with bottled Starbucks Frappuccino drinks. Pick up a bottle near you wherever you buy your groceries.
At Lowe's, our members get more. With the My Lowe's Rewards programs, you can shop member-only deals for your home and business every week. Plus, members earn points on eligible purchases. So what are you waiting for? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change. Free standard shipping not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply.
Ray Foley.
He's my pal. He's my cheeky man. He's my boyfriend.
My good time boy.
What's he say again? He says my
rotten soldier.
My dirty soldier. My rotten soldier.
He's my best friend. He's my pal. He's my homeboy. My rotten soldier. He's my sweet cheese. My good time boy.
My good time boy. You might as well come in now.
Go on.
Come on, she's where you're born in the field with the gate open.
That door isn't going to close itself.
Oh, no, closed. Look at it.
Slowly, ever so slowly. And now the door is closed and we can start the show, ladies and gentlemen. The gang's all here.
Hey!
My good time boy.
My good time boy is JP. My good time girl is Orla Ormond. What am I? Am I a good time man?
Possibly, yeah.
Am I a rotten soldier?
My good time Charlie.
Text 0874-100-102. Hey Ray, I'm the taxi driver you told to F off earlier while you were on your bike. I wasn't really going to run you over. Love the show from Derek.
Hey.
Yeah, I told a taxi driver to F off. That's obviously you, Derek. I told you to F off earlier. It was doing the thing. I was on a bike. I wasn't cycling the bike. I was doing the, because it was a pedestrian situation and I was conducting my business with pedestrians. I was sitting on the saddle of the bike but not cycling. Do you understand?
I understand.
And we were going across a pedestrian crossing and the
it's only when you try to do the
hard
noise
to do,
that you
it?
Discover it's really hard
you can't
to do.
Do it.
You can't do it.
Orla, can you do it?
I have no idea what you're trying to do. You know that. Oh, the traffic light. Oh.
No, that's not it.
Can we all try it at the same time?
Yeah, would that be good?
You could maybe.
Did you enjoy that? Did you like that? Would you like more of that? We could do more of that in the next hour.
If you're listening on your headphones and you're stopped at traffic, listening on your headphones, and you crossed out in front of traffic because you heard...
Don't
do that. That's just... That's the power of radio. The power of radio.
My good time boy.
The power of radio.
My good time boy.
Come here, how did this bike story end?
So I was on the bike, I was crossing with a bunch of pedestrians, and the...
But it went on for a while, didn't it?
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. It's the thing, it's actually for deaf people, for blind people. When they push the button, the... beep, and then the... you wait, and when the man has gone green for you to cross the pedestrian crossing, it makes an audible sound on either side of the pedestrian crossing to alert you that you may now cross, or that the light has gone green. Did you also know there's a little arrow on the top of the button? You know the button you press?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Do you know this?
Mm-hmm. Is this to tell you what way the traffic is?
Is coming from.
I was going to say that and then I thought it might be a stupid thing to say.
Yeah, I think it is.
Panicked halfway through. That would make sense.
Or is it the direction you can cross in?
Which way is it pointing?
Yeah. Because if you blip and then you feel the top of it for the direction of the arrow and it says the green light is that way, the pedestrian crossing is that way, because you could be pushing it could be going that way or that way to, on a junction.
Yeah, well, it must be telling you which way to cross, because why would it tell you, if you're blind, which way the traffic is coming from? Yeah, once you hear the noise, you know it's safe to cross. Or it should be safe to cross.
And the other thing as well at pedestrian crossings, you know, just before you cross, there's little bumps in the footpath. Mm-hmm. Just before you cross, so you can feel that's a sensory thing that you can feel and go, oh, I'm supposed to stop here because I'm not supposed to be crossing.
And do guide dogs recognise the bumpiness of the footpath in that part? I'm not kidding. They may well be trained for that.
Guide dogs have eyes. It's the whole point of the guide dogs that they do the seeing.
Guys, I went to the Irish guide dogs for the blind and they gave me a blind guide dog.
It's not that blind people also have blind dogs and between them they're trying to work out. No, the dog has eyes. That's the whole point.
Guide dog.
Okay, I think we're losing the thrust of this. Guys, no need to focus on my massive mistake there, which makes me look like a moron. I think we need to move past and get up and get back to your bike story.
Yeah, I'm imagining a golden retriever or a Labrador just feeling, he's just on the edge of the footpath.
A tentative paw goes out.
One paw goes out, a front paw, feeling around for the bumps at the pedestrian crossing. Or the arrow, reaching up to the top of the button thing for the direction of the arrow.
Yeah, I realised my mistake about 60 seconds ago.
Listening over the...
Ray, I almost spit my tea out when you said the noise was for deaf people. Says somebody.
Let's focus on Ray's mistakes as well.
And you, Ormond, were late for the show,
I was late because there was no headphones.
Anyway, I crossed when the green light was green, when the was going off. And I was obviously at the end of the crossing, or the last bunch of people crossing. And Derek, our taxi driving friend here, decided to start moving. And he shouted out the window at me. So of course I told him to F off. Using the only vocabulary and weapon at my disposables. Derek, thank you for the text message. And he says, love the show.
Hey.
Very nice. Right, we'll do the roll call. Derek's on anyway. If you're joining us on the roll call, 0874 100 102, if you're on show, as are the Jonas Brothers.
We go together.
Today FM.
I'm a sucker for you.
Jonas Brothers, a sucker. This is Today FM, playing the music you love.
I'm a sucker for you.
Oh, 0874 100 102. Today FM, playing the music you love. Hi, good afternoon, I'm Ray Foley. Happy Tuesday. Happy sunny Tuesday. Try and get out in a bit of sunshine if you can. It's good for the old vitamin D. Let's do a roll call. Ray here, JP.
Gotcha.
Orla Ormond.
Gotcha.
0874 100 102. 102 for some radio texts and engagements and back and forth with the listeners.
My good time boy.
Oh, that voice. Ray, maybe I'm a culture, but when I moved to Dublin, all my friends slagged me for, quote, waiting for the green man. Do Dubliners not say green man? From Sarah. Yeah, I just said green man, didn't I?
I would say green man.
I'm not a Dubliner. You're a Dubliner, Orla. What do you say?
I'd say the green man, but I wonder, were her friends slagging her because she actually waited for the green man and didn't walk into...
Oh, yeah. Dubliners famously bounce, you see. They don't believe in pedestrian rules.
It's true.
It's just like, I'll just cross here. Or that thing of, like, the walking out in front of traffic and then slowing to let the car go past and then speeding up again and walking...
Almost, and the top half of their body leaning over the car as it's going by.
The thing I always say when that happens in traffic, I say, ah yeah, she'll bounce. With the window open, I always say, ah yeah, she'll bounce. I think the Minnie the Ming, oh, this is on Dennis the Menace. I was saying he's Scottish. I think the publisher is in Scotland. That's where it came from. I think the Minnie the Minx could be the Scottish Ty Ray from Kieran and Mayo. This is Minnie. Was Minnie the Minx Scottish than a Scottish
she could
character?
Be, yeah,
he's from Dundee. Dennis, not your kids from Yvonne. So what is Rumdrum Dundee? Not my kids. What does that mean?
You were confusing Dennis the Menace and your kids earlier on in an exchange with newsreader Ben Finnegan.
Yeah, Dundee. Is that where they publish it? I think the publishers maybe are there. Although in the animated cartoon, it's a funny one. They've done that kind of an animated 3D computer-generated cartoon series of Dennis the Menace. I don't know if it's on a Netflix or somewhere they're watching it. And it's weird because we've read Dennis the Menace in the Beano for our entire lives. And then you watch a cartoon and you hear his voice. And you're like, that's not his voice.
He doesn't sound like that.
It's not, that's not the way I read his voice. Hey, Emma, Aoife and Grainne on the way to Kilkenny to meet Zach. If you could give us a shout out, let him know we're on our way. Zach, the girls are on the way. And hiya, Ray. I'm on show, currently melting in Oxford in this heat. Oxford in England?
In the Englands, yeah.
trying to design the perfect home cinema experience for the wife to celebrate our 10-year anniversary. Any suggestions as to what else might be needed, as I know you're handy with the DIY? Well, don't mount it on the wall. a table. Put it on a table or some sort of a side cabinet. Cheers from Luis, originally from Galway. Love the show. Hey, yeah, but don't mount it. Put it on a table. A sideboard of some description. Because all tellies come with a stand. So just buy an appropriate stand. You won't need to worry about mounting it on the wall. On show, Ray, if Dennis is 70, then Desperate Dan must be at death's door for Michael. And Dan has never looked after himself food-wise.
Eating those pies, yeah.
He's a big guy. Mm. Incredibly high in cholesterol and carbohydrates. Hi, guys. Tommy on show, but I have to pop out early. I'm going to get my blind guide dog a book of Braille.
Oh, everyone's a wise guy, aren't they? Yeah, very funny.
The dog can read Braille. That's incredible. Ray, I'm on show. Can you tell my other half, John, that he should put the seatbelt on as soon as he gets in the car, not after he started driving? He's all arms and belts and it gets on my nerves. Love the show. Hey, hey. From Linda. Yeah, John, put the seatbelt on. Also, is it not beeping? Is it not doing the beep, beep?
I think we're getting better at that, actually, yeah.
I like this one because it does the...
That's the old one, isn't it?
I like the old ones, yeah.
Sort of screeching. This is from Sydney, apparently. What?
Okay, what? So we're now doing international pedestrian crossing sounds.
This is what it says. This is what it says on YouTube. Mm-hmm. No word of a lie. It says the Irish and Australian ones are the same. So wherever we got the Irish ones, the Australian books got them, and they're different than to the ones you get in America or anywhere else or in England.
I wonder who wrote the tune. They must have. Oh, the royalties must be unbelievable.
You're getting a fortune off them rights. The Duggins are on show. They say I love the show. Hey, from Miriam. And on show, Ray, that George Ezra song is good for another month, and then he's going to have to come up with a tune that nails the autumn feels from Harry. Well, this is the thing, actually, with George Ezra. Because the one before that, so Tiger Lily, Water Lily thing, that was the perfect spring song, wasn't it? Then he brings out Green Green Grass, that's perfect for summer. So are you looking for like Brown Brown Leaves or something like that from George Ezra in the next couple of months? Anyway, George, I'll leave it to yourself, all right? Destiny's Child and Survivor, this is Today FM. Now that you're out of my life, I'm going to make it. I'm Keep on surviving. Destiny's Child and Survivor, this is Today FM. We play the music you love. Kenny's on voice note 0874-100-102 with the sound of the pedestrian crossing. Although, this is unnecessary, Kenny, because clearly I nailed it with my... Let's see how Kenny fares.
Ray, this is the sound of the pedestrian crossing.
That's very good.
Ken and Talat.
From Ken and Tala, I think you've nailed it, actually, in fairness. You should go on one of the talent programs with that. Would you consider representing Ireland in Eurovision next year?
Ray Foley.
I tell you, you could be.
With Supermax and Super.
Dario G, Sunshine, this is Today FM playing the music you love, Ireland. Good afternoon. The gang's all here.
Hey.
Ray Foley on with you. And on the subject of the pedestrian crossing noise. The oh, 0874-100-102. Nigel is there.
Hi, Ray. Nigel here in Tip.
Hi, Nigel.
Fun fact, that pedestrian crossing sound was actually sampled in Billie Eilish Bad Guy by, was it Phineas? Yeah, sampled in Bad Guy.
Oh, what?
Mind blown.
I've listened to that song like a million times. Bad Guy by Billie Eilish. I'm a bad guy, duh.
That's the one.
Jimmy's over there, Jimmy.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Doesn't Billie Eilish use the pedestrian sound thing for her song Bad Guy?
What? Seriously?
Love the show.
Hey.
Cheers, brother.
And what part of it? Are you joking? Is this a joke? Is this a spoof? Is this just like... Come on, let's text into Foley. We'll totally fall for this now. Billie Eilish uses this, the pedestrian. Lads, fun fact. This is Tracy. Billie Eilish used to... Is this Tracy Clifford? Trying to spoof me. Make a show out of
me.
Oh
my God, are we getting pranked?
Billie Eilish recorded that crossing sound on a trip to Ireland and used it in Bad Guy. Hey, where is it? Nothing there.
Nope.
I'm gonna skim on, okay? All right, go for it. So you're a tough guy, like you're really
rough guy, just can't get enough guy. What are you saying?
I'm not hearing it.
Is
there.
Fingers clicking, yeah. Is all I can hear in the back. So puff guy. I'm that bad type, make your mama sad type, make your girlfriend mad type, might seduce your dad type. I'm the bad guy. Duh. Is it here now? Is this what you're saying?
Let's skim on. Keep going.
Oh, yeah. I can hear the chicka, 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 chicka in the background.
Do you hear it in the deep, deep, deep background?
Are you joking
like it's
me?
Way
no, I can
back
hear it
there.
Now. You can hear a little dicka, 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 dicka.
Are you That's having exactly me on?
I'm not, I promise.
I can hear a little dicka, 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 dicka in the background as well. Come on. Put your listening
ears
on.
Play it again.
Are you pulling my...
No, in the deep, deep, deep background. There's a dicka, 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 dicka.
If you're messing with me now, I'm going to kill you.
There's a dicka, dicka, dicka noise.
One more time, then.
All right, here we go.
What are you saying you're hearing now?
The digga digga dig noise. Come on.
That's not what our pedestrian crossing sound like.
It's one of the rectangular blue ones that are like kind of touch screen, and then the orange light comes on when you press the button.
Makes the clicky noise more so than the...
Yeah, it's more of a clicky than a beepy.
Right, okay.
That's why JP and I were going digga 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 digga.
So it's clicking. It's the kind of digga 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 digga.
Yeah, it's like a loop of three or four of them.
I can't hear a pedestrian crossing.
We'll call Phineas and we'll get him on the line. And we'll...
Ray Foley.
What about Ferb?
See that big bright light in the sky? Don't look directly at it. It's called the sun.
Oh no.
I can't see.
His retina has been fried.
I won't know when to cross the road.
Get yourself a blind dog.
Oh, actually, this is like perfectly fine.
It'll be around for a while, that thing in the sky. There'll be highs today of 20 to 26 degrees. Today FM News, I'll have more at 4.
Now, should I cross the road or is that Billie Eilish to listen to? Ray Foley.
Coldplay, Him for the Weekend. On a Tuesday afternoon.
My good time, boy.
Hi, good afternoon, Ray Foley. For Tuesday, the gang's all here.
Hey.
0874-100-102. We've got a good listener review here from Miranda, actually.
A good review.
Yeah, which is unusual. Okay. Well, first of all, actually, Miranda, she starts with, is this a real person? Yeah, Miranda.
Presumably.
It's not the Miranda of the BBC hit comedy sitcom show and Call the Midwife.
From the eponymously titled Miranda sitcom. I don't think so. I mean, I don't know.
Did I read a thing that they're bringing that back or something?
Are they?
Yeah, bizarrely. Yeah.
You've really been missing that hole in your head as well, haven't you? Needed that.
She starts with her text with, I had my doubts, even dubious, ...
Who hasn't?
But I'm so proud of you guys today. You've managed to put together a show with And she lists.
There's a list.
Great tunage. Check. Random music clips. Check. By the way, if you've got any more of those, send them to me on DMs because I'm running out and I like to have something fresh for the beginning of the show at 2 o'clock. This is like if there's a reel or a clip or a YouTube video you've watched or a Facebook video that has a funny song or funny sounds or even just funny like quotes from TV shows or something, send it in to me. That's where the thing, my good time boy, came from. People are using it on Instagram all the time at the moment.
My good time boy.
Random music clips. Suspect factoids. The thing about Dennis the Menace, that's true. Pedestrian crossing sounds by mouth. Clicky clicky noises. Diggy diggy noises.
Both.
My kind of show. I'll definitely be on show tomorrow. Love the show from Miranda. Hey. Yeah, Miranda, it's all part of the unique radio package that we provide on a daily basis here on Today FM. Your pedestrian crossing noises have my doggy Gracie and her pup Cookie intrigued. Neither can read Braille, though, but they're only mighty at catching wasps. From Linda. Cheers, Linda. And a dog catching wasps. That's interesting, isn't it?
Brave.
Yeah, because anytime I've seen it, my old dog, our big dog, Izzy, no longer with us, R.I.P., best dog in the world. She used to catch the odd wasp, it'd be more bees she'd catch in her mouth. And she'd come into the house and she'd be like, It's like, Izzy, what's that noise? Not growling, but like a buzzing noise coming from her mouth. And then you'd be like, open your mouth. And then trying to get her to open, because she's like, no, I've got this bee, you're not getting it. Ray, did you know Justin Timberlake uses a sample of the bong from the Angelus on that song? This is the Justin Timberland song I played a few minutes ago. He plays, after hearing it before the 6 o'clock news when he was in Ireland a few years ago. Oh. That's a fact from Stephen Galway. Yeah, I'll fall for anything, Steve, then, will I? And Aisling's there as well. Hey, Aisling.
Hello, it's Aisling Barrett here.
Hi, Aisling Barrett.
We're heading home to Cork for our holidays in Wicklow and Waterford.
Hey, well, welcome home to Cork. George Michael, this is Today FM. I won't let you down. I will not give you up. Is that my good time boy?
My good time boy.
My good time boy, George. Boy George. Not who that person is, it's George Michael. Freedom 90 on Today FM. Playing the music you love, Alan. Good afternoon. Text 0874-100-102. Yeah, people's dogs catching. My dog, she would catch the odd bee and be buzzing when she'd walk into the house. Like, Izzy, what's going on? She's like, oh, I'm buzzing. Like that. Drop us. Trying to get her to open up her jaws. Like into the jaws of a lion. Open it.
Did she ever get stung in the mouth and then have a really big face?
She wouldn't swell up, but she did. She got stung by a wasp a couple of times. But for a dog that would catch the odd one, she did all right.
That's impressive.
Maybe she got on with the bees. It was like, hey, bee, you want to live in here? On the subject of wasps, this is the Mirror has this story. Ireland could be faced with a major wasp invasion over the coming weeks. Within a matter of weeks, wasps could see a major increase in swarms at the end of the summer due to the inconsistent weather that has been seen. So the wasps are coming for us. The areas that have been faced with heavy rainstorms over recent weeks and months will see fewer swarms of wasps as the washout weather will have ruined their hard work. Also, because it rained heavily, there'll be less wasps in rainy areas.
If you're in a rainy place, yeah, you're grand.
But more wasps where... have you seen a wasp's nest? Have you ever seen any of those?
I think I have, yeah. A hive, yeah.
They started building one in my shed, but then I don't know what happened, they gave up on it. Maybe it was the old dog got them.
Right.
And then what happens then for the rest of the year then? Where are they?
How long does a wasp live for? These are all tricky questions.
Why are they so stupid as well?
You're picking a fight with wasps, right? That's a bad call.
I'm gone anti-wasp.
Why are you asking me, Ray? I think we should talk to an expert. And I think Richard Faulkner, Advanced Technical Field Consultant for Rentokil Ireland, might be the guy to talk to, from memory.
He's your WASP guy.
He's my WASP guy, yeah.
It's ringing.
Richard speaking.
Hello, Richard. It's Ray Foley calling from Today FM. You're JP's WASP guy.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm not too bad, mate. I'm not too bad. Yourself?
I'm good. Are we actually facing a WASP Armageddon? WASP-mageddon towards the end of the summer then?
There's going to be a lot of WASP activity, yeah.
Really?
It's the time of year that they're most active, so yeah, it will be.
Is it the case that this is just normal WASP activity, or are we expecting a particular surge for this year given the warm weather we're experiencing at the moment?
Compared to the rest of the year, it will be quite a surge. Year on year, it's probably going to be worse, I would think, next year if we follow patterns. Mm. But the next sort of few weeks, it's going to definitely get a lot busier as far as the WASPs are concerned.
With Rentokil then, dealing with WASP or WASP sizes, how big a nest have you previously encountered before? Or what kind of sizes can people expect this year?
So the thing with nests is a WASP nest only lasts for one season. It's not like bees where they're there year after year after year. What happens is the life cycle of a WASP, a queen will literally have a lifespan of about a year where she starts the colony and makes the nest. And you might get up to like 25,000 individuals in a WASP nest.
Wow.
Which is a reasonable number.
And what happens then? They swarm, they just get up and leave and they say, we're not done
here. Yeah, the whole swarming thing as well, they don't really swarm. Bees swarm.
Okay.
Wasps, what you'll tend to find, if you treat a nest, then you'll get almost like a swarm with the wasps that can't get back to the nest. And also you'll find them feeding areas, like at the top of my garden, I've got like sap yielding trees. Uh-huh. And when they're out foraging, you'll get a lot of wasps in the area, but it's not really a swarm.
Okay, so they don't swarm. So what happens? They just abandon the nest, not the hive.
So what happens if you go through the season? As the season goes on, the queen lays less and less eggs, but there's more and more workers. So this sort of coincides with this time of year where fruit's ripening and dropping. Uh-huh. That fruit esterifies. They're feeding on that. It's having the same effect of alcohol, so that's why they're very sort of dopey and aggressive, basically because they're drunk.
Yeah, I've been that soldier, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. We all have.
JP's the worst for it. I swear to God. He just gets a bit antsy, a bit aggro. Mm. Yeah. He's had one too many. It's like, time for you to go home now, pal. So at what point, who makes that decision? Aside from Rentokil, I'm not going to call in Rentokil on my best pal. What then happens to them once the season's coming towards an end?
So what happens, the last lot of emergence from the pupae will be new queens and drones. They will go off and they'll mate with queens and drones from other colonies. And then the queen overwinters and starts the process again. So literally the colony just dies out.
All right. Well, that's fascinating, isn't it? So do we just leave it then? I suppose we'd hardly be calling Rentokil then if it's a matter of them just sorting, waiting for them to die out. If it becomes a problem, you've got to do something about it.
The thing is, yeah, if they're aggressive, and a lot of the time if they are nesting near windows and stuff like that and in our attics, then they can be, and it's the whole risk of anaphylactic shock from reacting to their venom in their stings. They can sting you quite often. They've got a retractable sting, whereas if a bee stings you, it's barbed, so it rips off and the bee actually dies through the act of stinging you. So, and the fact that they do get aggressive, like they get a lot of bad press because at the beginning of the season, especially around springtime, they're quite good pest controllers for your garden, taking out other insects that are damaging to your plants, so they're quite good from that point of view, and they do a bit of pollination as well.
Have you seen any of the... Because we keep reading about these invasive breeds like hornets or yellow jackets or any of these boys. Any sign of those over in Ireland?
No, not yet. Not yet, but I'd say it's not going to be long. The way our weather's sort of warming up year on year, mm-hmm. and the fact that they're not far away from us now. They're through most of Europe and they've been reported sort of in the British Isles. So, yeah, it's probably not going to be too long before we do get the Asian hornet brought in.
Okay, we'll keep an eye out for it. Not especially bad. It would just—it's not going to be the Armageddon that they're saying in the newspapers. But we've got to keep an eye on it for the coming weeks. Anyway,
definitely.
Listen, man, thanks so much for talking to us this afternoon.
My pleasure. Take care, mate.
Richard
Bye-bye.
Faulkner, all the best. Blah 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 blah. JP's WASP guy.
He's my WASP guy. He knows his stuff when it comes to wasps.
hammered they are, the wasps. They're like, once Maniac comes on, that's it. Like, boys, it's time for you to go home now. Is Miami in the house? It's Miami in the house. Is Atlanta in the Lato, house? Big Energy, the remix. This is Today FM. Wild Ones on Today FM. We play the music you love. And good afternoon. Text this afternoon 0874 100 102. We're talking about wasps a couple of minutes ago. I like the pronunciation. Obviously, it's wrong, but I like saying wasps rather than wasps. Just for my own entertainment. I pulled over my car. This is a text from Aisling. I pulled over my car to send in a message to say that wasps are amazing animals. There are thousands of different species of wasps. Hugely important pollinators, also important in managing numbers of fly species, which can sometimes be seen as pests, from Aisling. Ash, thanks for the text, and clearly a wasp fan. And yeah, even Richard was saying that they're hugely beneficial like, in terms of in the early summer dealing with other species that might be annoying your gardener, keeping other pests controlled down. But when they become a problem in terms of stinging people and stuff, you got to get it sorted. But the rest of the time, leave them alone and they'll go away and they'll be grand. In work, this is Phil. In work, crawling through an attic, I'm an electrician. I came across a wasp nest about one and a half times as big as a basketball.
Here.
No.
You're grand. What? Sorry, missus, I'm not fixing your lights. I'm gone. I'm out of here. Yeah, I've got a bit of a fear with wasps and bees generally. That when I was a kid, we found a bee or a hive. I don't know if it was bees or wasps. One or the other, right? There was a few of us. We were kids and someone threw a stone or a stick at the hive. And funnily enough, didn't they all come after us?
They weren't happy.
And they were... I'll never forget it. The sound, the buzzing noise that they were making.
Angry buzz.
Very angry. And there were several, maybe like six. No, there wasn't like hundreds of them. But there was like 10 or 12 of them thereabouts. Several of them. On my T-shirt. I'll never forget this. They were on and trying to sting me.
Through.
Like clinging on to the cloth of the T-shirt. And with their arse kind of, you know, thrusting, trying to sting in through it. I remember taking it off and looking at the T-shirt and seeing them sort of on the back of my T-shirt, trying to sting through. Like a couple of them did get through and it was sore. So scary.
Well, I mean, you started the fight.
I didn't start it. I didn't say it was me that threw the stick. I didn't admit nothing.
You were just collateral damage.
I tell you, it was like my girl. Except less tragic.
Ah, no.
And Adam's over there. Hey, Adam.
Well, Ray, I actually got stung in the private parts by a wasp one time. I went to the doctor and I said to him, could you take away the pain but leave the swelling? Love the show.
Ray Foley.
Yours and yours. If you're over me, this is Today FM, playing the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. What have we got for you? Prizes to give away. If you want to get into win, we have Fota. Isn't it Fota Island Resort?
Sure is, yes.
I've got the details over here, sorry.
That's the one.
I didn't want to... Yeah, we're playing a game in 30 seconds. If you want to play, text Fota, F-O-T-A, along with your name and where you're from, 087-4100-102. If you want to get into win on this, Fota, your name and where you're from, 087-4100-102. Every day this week, giving you a chance to escape to your own private island.
I wanna take you to the island.
Paul,
has he been there the whole time?
We wanna take you to the island. Paul wants to take you to the island as well. Yeah, okay, love. Surrounded by gorgeous scenery, Fota Island Resort is just 8 miles from Cork City. It has great facilities on site, including the indoor swimming pool, the exclusive Cove restaurant and the championship golf course. And our prize, a two-night stay for two adults with breakfast each morning and dinner in the Amber Lounge on an evening of your choice. Terms and conditions apply. More amazing packages available at their website, photoisland.ie. If you want to get into one, we're playing 30 seconds. And it's going to be, is it going to be island-based again today?
It's all island-themed.
Island all week.
I want to take you to the island.
So it's going to be island-based.
Will he ever get to the second line of the song?
Ray Foley.
Leave it, let it go, man. Since you've been gone. Kelly Clarkson. Since you've been gone. Since you've been gone, this is Today FM. We play the music you love. Arnie, good afternoon. Hello there. Right, what are we doing then? Fota Island Resort. We want to take you to the island. I want to take you to the island. That's correct, Paul. Beautiful destination, Fota Island Resort. You need a break. Look at you, need a break. Look at you, you're wrecked. You're exhausted. We'll look after you. Two people, two nights, Fota Island Resort. Breakfast each morning, dinner in the Amber Lounge. FotaIsland.ie is the website. We call someone?
Let's do that.
It's ringing.
That's a Waterford.
Hello?
Yep.
Hello, is that Ellen?
It is.
Hello, Ellen. Ray Foley caller from Today FM. How are you?
Good, good. And you?
Pretty good. Where in the world are you?
I am in Dungarvan, County Waterford.
Oh, you're just over the road then, from just a hop, skip and a jump over to Fota. Would you like a break?
Oh, I would very much like a break.
Excellent. Well, we'll see if we can look after you. Here's what we're doing. Yeah. It's a game called 30 Seconds. I've got five things on a sheet of paper here, okay? I haven't seen the five things.
Okay.
They're all island-based or island-related in some way because it's Fota Island Resort, right? We're going to turn over. We're going to have 30 seconds, the two of us, and I'm going to try and give you clues as to what the five things are. Get the five things. You win two nights for two Fota Island Resort.
Okay, lovely. Thanks.
Ellen, we want to send you to the island. Hi, Paul. Jeez, don't get in the way. Are you ready, Ellen?
I am, yeah.
Your time starts for 30 seconds now. Oh, the island where Father Ted lived.
Craig Young.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Man.
Jamaica.
Yeah. It's a shop. A shop where you buy clothes.
River Island.
Yeah. It's a beer. It's a type of beer.
Like a stout.
And Today FM Soundgarden is in association with there from Electric Picnic. It's like at the edge of a. It's the edge
Island's
of
edge.
Yeah, Island's Edge. Yeah. And there's
so he'll finish.
Three of them. There's three of these off the coast, the west coast of Ireland. It's where they get the jumpers from.
The Aran Islands.
You're right! Oh my God, Ellen, that was so stressful.
Oh. How many did I get right?
You got five out of five. You got the break. Yeah, you're the winner.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Man, you're killing me today.
Yeah.
Oh, we did
Thanks
it.
Thanks very much.
It's between the two of us.
Some of those clues were iffy. I mean, I thought Ellen did an amazing... Ellen was the envy of your two-person team, Ray. Ellen did a hell of a job. She did a lot of the heavy lifting.
I beg your pardon, sir.
Could you recap your Jamaica clue again, please?
Yeah, man.
Right.
And she got it right away.
Yeah.
Perfect. Ellen, you're a legend. Who are you going to take with you to Fota?
My husband, John.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, and that's it. Enjoy it yourself and John. Yeah. Have a lovely break for two nights for two with dinner and breakfast by B&B. In Fota, enjoy it.
Brilliant, Emery.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey. Playing the music you love on Today FM. All
this late night talking. Harry Styles. That is a great song. Late night talking with Harry Styles, a new song. Today FM, playing the music you love. Ray Foley in and on. For your Tuesday, it is Tuesday.
Correct,
it's Tuesday, and the gang's all here.
Hey.
Sorry, a little bit more enthusiasm there, guys.
Hey,
hey,
hiya.
Let me see. Anxiety's at me at the moment. Working with you two probably has a lot to do with it.
Oh.
Also, a man came up to me on the street yesterday. Maybe this has me a little jumpy. I was covering on the telly last week. So this always happens. You do a stint on the telly and then people recognise you, you know?
Your face is out there.
Yeah. But the funny thing is that even though I'm recognisable, I'm famously unapproachable.
Very much so, yeah.
Do not under any circumstances speak to me, talk to me in any way, engage me in conversation. I'm not that type of broadcaster.
Mm-mm.
Much more comfortable in this format, which involves just a microphone, buttons, dials and speakers and
very little human interaction.
As little as possible. So I was standing waiting for a bus because my wife refuses to let me buy a car, and she I have my headphones in, plugged into my ears, and a man comes up to me and he starts speaking and I can't hear what he's saying because I've got the headphones in. So I make this over the top gesture of I have to take my headphones out. Do you know the kind of...
Your day's been ruined now because you got to take those headphones out.
Mild eye roll with the headphone situation. I told you, I'm unapproachable. So I do a kind of... take the headphones out. Sorry, I didn't hear you what you said. He said, Ryan Tuberty.
Oh.
I said, what? I said, no, wait.
Hang on, what?
I said, what about him? And he said, do you know Ryan Tuberty?
Okay.
And I said, what? And he said, I've seen you on the telly. What's your name? It's, and I said, Ray. And he said, Ray Darcy.
Oh, God.
He's ticking all the boxes here, this dude. I said, no, Ray Foley. He said, oh, yeah, yeah, Ray Foley. He said, and then he circled back. He said, so do you know Ryan Tuberty? I said, well, I know who he is. Like, I mean, he's right. I know who he is. I know who Ryan Tuberty is. Like, he presents The Late Late Show. He's on The Toy Show. I know, if that's what you're asking, if this is the beginning of, like, you know, but if you're asking me if I know him personally, the answer is no. I've met him on a couple of occasions. He said, I'm mid-sentence explaining my exact relationship with Ryan Tuberty. Sure, yeah. And he shuts me down. He says, sorry for wasting your time. Goodbye.
Yeah, you weren't giving him what he wanted. Yeah, he was there for the Tuberty conversation.
Yeah.
So did he just assume that because you were having a stint on TV and Ryan Tuberty's on TV, that somehow
we're all television pals.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just, because RTE and Virgin Media Television are on the come out of the same box, all I had to do was jump over through the telly.
How are you, Ryan?
Into the next channel.
The WhatsApp group for you. People on the telly.
The people on the telly, yeah. WhatsApp group. Isn't that crazy?
That's a bit weird.
Great crack. The other thing then from my anxiety that I've been, yeah, this is six words of advice. I'm on an app for, you know, meditation and trying to hit deep breathing and chill out, relax.
It's probably what you were listening to in your earphones, weren't you? Exactly when your man approached. Yeah, you were just chilling out.
Yeah.
A beacon of calm.
So they send me this email every week as a kind of an update and to remind me to do the meditations, okay? Here's the subject line in the email that they sent me. Six words of advice. What?
Okay, well, first of all, is advice coming from a place of criticism?
No,
we think you should try this for your radio show, huh?
Be more approachable. Mm. Six words of advice is the subject line from this app. That's not it. Here are the six words of advice. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
It's a famous teaching from the Indian monk Tilopa, focused on six words of advice. You ready?
I think so.
Don't recall, full stop. Don't imagine, full stop. Don't think, full stop. Don't examine, full stop.
Hang on a second.
Don't control, full stop. Rest, full stop.
How have they made this mistake?
Do these people not understand that sending something like that to me, yeah, to a person like me, is deeply triggering? And if anything, sending something with six words of advice and it having 11 words of advice is going to tip me over the edge. And I don't even know Ryan Tuberty. Lads, turn it up for Jimmy Eat World. This is Today FM. Bruno Mars and Locked Out of Heaven. Ooh, this is Today FM, playing the music you love. Ooh, ooh. And that's our little broadcast for Tuesday. Can I get an ooh?
Ooh.
We all do it together.
Ooh.
Ah, Good old fun. Good old clean fun, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Good old clean is
fun. Mostly clean, yeah.
Innocent. Guys, there's so much we didn't get to do on the show today. We didn't get to do Erica Cody line, where we reveal pop's hottest new Irish supergroup as Erica Cody teams up with Codaline in Erica Cody line. We didn't get to do Since You've Been Gonzo, where Gonzo from The Muppets comes in and covers the Kelly Clarkson hit Since You've Been Gone. And we didn't get to do Jimmy Eat Twirls, where we see how many Cadbury Twirls the guys in the band Jimmy Eat World can eat in Jimmy Eat Twirls. We'll get to do that tomorrow, please, God. Welcome to Last Words on the way next. Have a lovely evening.
Ray Foley.
First decision of the morning. A creamy mocha frappuccino drink? Or will we ease into the day with a sweet vanilla? Maybe a smooth caramel? Ooh, what about that white chocolate mocha? No matter which flavor you choose, delicious coffee awaits. Better coffee starts a better day. Start with bottled Starbucks Frappuccino drinks. Pick up a bottle near you wherever you buy your groceries.